So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and here he is, Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Yeah, a fetus. Thank you very much. The Emmys have confirmed. Our friends at the Emmys. That's the Hardline Zone, the Emmys.
That's the Hardline Zone.
They will do the no host thing once again.
Good.
Yeah.
Save you about 20 minutes.
20 minutes and probably, what, $5-6 million?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
I wonder if it's... I think it's just easier. I think the whole thing is easier if you don't do it. If you have Tone Loc or somebody just come out there and be like, and now the award for best screenplay goes to... And that's it.
Or maybe Marion Barry.
Marion Barry? Yeah.
What do you think he sounds like?
Do you like crack? Well, I sure do.
That's his monologue.
The Emmy Awards... let's see.
Everything's going to be fine.
What?
Let's hear a little bit more Tone
Loc. Well, he's a friend of mine because I met him in New York at a hamburger restaurant with Dan McDowell.
Didn't you play golf with him?
I remember that.
And Dan, or he turned to me and Dan, and he says,
"Time for hamburger.
Can I borrow your ketchup?" And we said, "Tone Loc, sure you can.
You can has ketchup."
Yeah. Wow, do you realize that this year, TV-wise, it's the 30th anniversary of Seinfeld and the 25th anniversary of Friends and ER.
My God.
It is the 30th anniversary of Beverly Hills 90210 as well.
My God.
Any others?
I think that's the big ones. Dem's the big ones.
That's going to draw that reaction from him?
Yeah. Yeah. Friends... is 25? Good God, man.
Yeah.
I watched one of those four shows.
Did you like it?
ER?
Yeah.
I was watching Seinfeld last night.
I'm telling you, you would enjoy all of them. You need to just consume Seinfeld. It's just right up your alley.
I know.
I don't think you're capable of that, though.
No.
I don't think you're capable...
I have trouble with it.
...going back and consuming show.
I have trouble with it. I do.
That's weird. As much as you like history and things in the past, this is something that would really, really be right
I'm
up
to turning over a new leaf, Corby. I'm staying in the here and now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're not going to stay in the here and now for this story because doing big business at the box office was a movie that I wasn't even aware of. It came in at number 6 for a one-day screening. The movie was I Love Lucy, A Colorized Celebration, grossing almost $1 million from 660 theaters across the country, enough to beat out Aladdin. The tribute was timed to coincide with Lucille Ball's 108th birthday. What did she actually make it to?
I don't know.
Did she make it to mid-60s before smoking just took her down?
Lucy?
Yeah.
I think she was
77.
Okay.
Pretty good. It's a good run.
Good run.
Yeah.
I'll take that right now.
For smoking as much as she did, that's an incredible run. The way her voice changed from I Love Lucy to the Lucy Show, when it was, oh, Ricky, and then it was, hello, Mr. Moody, how are you? Ethel and I are going to get a sandwich. Would you like one as well?
Well, she was funny, though.
Well, thank you for that editorial. Yeah,
wait.
She was funny, Mike.
Lucy was funny? No.
So this tribute was coinciding with her 108th birthday. It's a collection of 5 classic episodes of the TV show, along with a new featurette about the colorization process. I can't believe that this resonates. This is a show that has not been on the air since 1959, And it made $1 million in one day and beat out, it came in at number 6 in the box office. I think that's really, really cool. Mino and Blake, have you ever seen one episode of I Love Lucy?
No.
Yeah, there's Mino? The Vitamina Benjamin or whatever. Is that what? Is that one?
What?
I Love Lucy?
Vitamina Vegemina.
I got you, Mino. It was an episode where she's plugging some medicine called Vitamina Vegemin.
Look at that.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever watched an episode of I Love Lucy?
She got drunk on it.
Yeah.
Did she drink too much?
And then she was cooking chocolate, and she ate it all off of the conveyor belt.
Well, she was working at the processing plant, I think, and the machine was too fast.
Yeah.
Did you watch this show?
I was more of the Lucy Show guy than I Love Lucy.
You didn't watch I Love Lucy?
I watched it some, but I was a P1 for the Lucy Show.
You were?
Yeah.
Why? How did that show get your attention? How old were you?
It came along a little bit later. I think I had a little bit more TV consciousness at the time.
Mr. Mooney, you out of $5 bills. Didn't she work at the bank?
Yeah, she did.
And Mr. Mooney was her bank
boss? That's right, her boss.
Yeah. But didn't they somehow shoehorn Ethel into the show, too?
Yeah, Vivian Vance was in it, too.
Was she Ethel?
Yeah.
As the same Ethel?
I think so.
I think she was just Vivian. I think they called her Viv.
Oh, Viv.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another project for you, Blaker. Little I Love Lucy. You can watch the Woodstock documentary and then follow it up
with the Woodstock documentary.
Blake surprised us last night at dinner by telling us he's not been to a movie in 5 years.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Damn.
I support you fully in that.
Thank you.
He's a different character, that young man is. Well, anyway, congratulations to I Love Lucy for doing so well.
Man.
Are you guys interested in all in the movie?
No.
Okay, well, I didn't even get it out yet. Let me try this one more time. Are you guys interested in the movie that's coming out called...
He changed his mind and still doesn't know what it is.
God, would you let him finish?
Can't.
In the movie called The Kitchen...
The Kitchen?
Yeah. It stars Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, and Tiffany Haddish. And I think it's some sort of somewhat loosely based on a true story. And it's about these three wives of mob bosses back in the 70s that all go to prison.
Right.
And then they're left with nothing.
They're promoting the crap out of it on late night talk.
Yeah. And now they decide, you know what? We're not just going to sit back here as patsies and collect the $2 a week that they're sending us from jail. Let's start doing what our husbands did. And somehow they get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That sounds plausible and fun.
It looks cool. It's about Hell's Kitchen, by the way, not like the kitchen that you kind of cook in and stuff.
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
Yeah, I thought they were going to open a restaurant.
Company Kitchen?
They say that it all of it looks really cool, and the trailer does look really cool.
You don't think a comedy on our break room would be good fodder for a movie?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Company.
Why was there so much dramatic music? What was the plot line?
Well, that was you making your purchase. You scanned your Twix.
And each time you do it, it's just dong.
Yeah. And you pay for it, and she thanks you. The New Zealand woman thanks you, or whatever, wherever she's from.
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
Shut the fuck up!
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
FX is trying to make a push into different types of programming, and they are getting into the documentary game. And they're doing 5 shows and a feature documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They have picked up the rights to the Tupac Shakur documentary.
Tupac?
Yes, I guess his mother has signed off on this. She is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And Has there been one on him? Did they ever do a behind the music or anything like that on him?
I think I've seen something on him before.
I don't know if I've seen a full-blown doc on him yet. I'm sure
they did a docudrama series on him and Biggie.
Can't
remember what network that was on, like FX or something.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Maybe it was the Playboy Channel. I don't remember.
There's enough back there. I don't think it was on the Playboy Channel.
Remember when you had that for free?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, about 19 years ago.
For free.
Yeah. Corby had a hacked card for his satellite company, and he got free everything, including all of the porn. Remember that?
Well, it was more about the movies and things like that. It wasn't the porn.
Whatever. You told me you had to throw it away because you got tired of coming to work sweaty with weak legs.
I got a confession to make to you, Bayless.
I have a problem.
That was not an uncommon scene back then.
Very tough. You having a rigged chip?
Yeah.
What was going on back then?
I don't know. This was like right after you moved in with your wife or your girlfriend, too. Or whatever she was at the time.
She was not living in the house for free at that moment. I can tell you that.
Right. She was working.
Yes, she was working.
You had mornings to yourself with no children and the free cable card.
Where you could watch whatever you wanted.
All alone.
Anything goes.
Corby, why don't you ever want to have sex with me anymore?
Don't look at me!
I'm tired and sore. Damn this card!
Well, I'm interested in the Tupac documentary.
Me too.
If, in fact, there's not a better one that's already out there, which I could be missing. There are others as well that I would like to tell you about, but I just have the wheel of death going on right now. I can tell you that Taylor Swift is slated to perform at the 2019 MTV VMAs, to which leads me to the question of, the VMAs are still a thing? Like, they don't play videos. How do they have the Video Music Awards there?
You're asking me?
Are videos mainly consumed on the YouTube?
Yes.
Solely, and that's it. That's the only place they're shown. I know VH1 has a classic, and MTV has got some sort of back channel where they play some videos too, but YouTube is the main source.
I just know they used to make it really nice and easy when you had MTV and you could punch it up and there would be videos.
Yes, all day.
Right.
Yes, that's all it was.
And stereo.
And you get news with Kurt Loder. You know, once an hour.
Right.
And other than that, it was videos. Now, you'd have certain subsets, like maybe they'd dedicate an hour to New Wave, or you'd have 120 minutes, but it was still videos. Wouldn't you watch that?
Now, no, I would not.
You wouldn't? Like, if it was all, like, your XM Dad Rock channel, but it was videos? You'd put that on.
Yeah, I'd put it on, but I don't know if I'd watch it, per se.
It'd be
like,
on in the house.
Watch it.
I don't think I'd use it like I used to.
Where you just sit there all day. That's the thing, though. It was new. All of that was new. The video concept was relatively new.
And it was hot, and you knew that, you know, all your friends were going to be talking about videos they saw on there and everything. So
you were like 40 when this came out. You had friends that would talk about it all the time?
I wasn't like 40 when it came out. I was not.
You were 30.
You're 30.
Okay, 38, 40.
That was a teen game. That wasn't an adult game.
No, not that it wasn't.
Come on, man.
No, it wasn't.
Bro.
It absolutely was not.
I don't know, man.
When they'd premiere a video, coming up next, the brand new Def Leppard video, Foolin'.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that. Yeah, it was awesome.
And then, you go to school and you talk about it.
That's right. You want to stay in the in crowd, you better be watching it.
Like, are there kids right now that go to school and say, did you see the new Vampire Weekend video?
No.
I bet there are.
Uh-uh.
But they didn't get it. They didn't get it from MTV.
You think your kids are doing that, Cooper?
No.
They're not.
Mine? No, of course not. They're watching people watch others play video games.
Right.
Well, if they're interested in music, they're watching videos somewhere. But not on MTV.
No. All right. We
damn it.
We need to wrap this up. I'm tired of you guys.